What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
So mean.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Let's get to our headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. All right, Leroy, your thoughts last night. Monday Night Football. Okay. Joe Burrow.
And I'm mad at the sorry Bengals defense for one reason. Y'all make me look stupid out here. I'm sitting here trying to tell people how preseason goes, and I'm telling them, you know how hard it is to run the football in preseason because you're just running basic rudimentary plays. They playing basic rudimentary defense. You ain't game planning. And so sometimes it's hard to run the football, right? They gave up 100-plus yards in the first quarter rushing the football.
That's crazy.
How? I don't care who you have at quarterback. You can't win like that. And, yeah, the Bengals won, but guess what? If that was a regular season game, they would have ran for 300. And you posed no resistance whatsoever. And then your poor quarterback got dish-ragged.
He really did.
He got dish-ragged. So, like, Troy Aikman say, oh, my.
Like, I haven't figured that out yet either for him, huh?
Like, wow. So, guess what? And here's what's going to happen. And it sucks because they got Joe Burrow. So they're going to think, you know what? We got to get him a new coach. We got to get him this or we got to get him that. Right? When the fact of the matter is you got to be able to identify why you're losing football games. It ain't got nothing to do with the coach and the offense.
You want to hear Joe Burrow on what he had to say about the offense?
I mean, he's toes the company line.
He really does.
He toes the company
line. Some good, so. Some bad. Some plays I'd like back, yeah. Obviously. Mistakes that we can't make in the regular season that we made tonight, but that's why it's the preseason.
Hey, Joe! Why don't you just say it? We all thinking it.
What's he supposed to say?
We can't stop a damn nosebleed! Okay. You run for 100 yards in an NFL game in one quarter? That's embarrassing! That's what he should have said.
-1.
He ain't going nowhere.
I mean, he's paid
for deception.
He ain't going nowhere. Somebody need to identify the problem and, like, come on. Vlad, that's embarrassing.
Well, I think the thing that's funny is there's no need to have him in these spots, but they're like, they're so gung-ho. Now Zach Taylor is pot committed on this play in the preseason thing, which was a little weird because he didn't play Jamar Chase that much yesterday.
Here's T. Higgins.
Yeah, it was very strange.
Here's why. There's a reason behind it. Reason is sound. And that is, for the last 2 years, we've got off to terrible starts. So we want to start faster, so we're going to play more in the preseason.
They just yelled at Shamar Stewart for accidentally touching Joe Burrow in a practice.
Yeah.
Like, he is...
Oh, wait! Hey, you know what happens in a game? They don't let go.
Right!
And got his guy killed! Wait, he was like... I saw his arm over here. He threw the football over there, and his leg was way over there twisted up. Don't get up and say that's a flag.
I'd be fine if Tua didn't play the rest of the preseason.
Okay, that was just about to ask.
I'd be fine with it.
No.
I didn't want him to play the first game.
But it can't be both ways.
I'm not saying it has to be both ways. But here's what I am saying. I am saying is that when you see what the problems are, you better do something to fix those problems. Otherwise, you're going to deal. Like, for some reason, they feel comfortable about their offensive line. Meanwhile, I'm watching it, and I'm like, uh-oh, right? How do they feel about their defense? Like, but here's the difference with Tua, okay? And here's the crux, and here's the things that you have to deal with the Dolphins that you don't have to deal with the other teams. The one thing that you have been trying to, your point of emphasis this whole preseason, is being physical, is doing things with purpose, is doing things a certain way, all right? You need to see that. You need to continue to see that.
Come on.
No, you can't just that. You can't just crank
you
that
know who
up.
I don't need to see? Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers starting for the Dolphins. That's who I don't need to see.
I understand all that. But how about this? Let's think of it this way. What if I'm giving Tyreek and Waddle some run this week?
Yeah. What if they're not, though?
Yeah, I mean. The only problem I have with all of this is you think – because a guy doesn't play, you're protecting him from injury.
That's right.
You're not. It doesn't. Disagree. It's not. I think sometimes when you don't prepare your body for these things, you're actually putting your body in more harm's way when the season starts.
The only person who put, and I hear you on this, and I'm not saying that you're wrong, because I know that you feel very strongly about this, but can we agree that two is a special case? That he has a propensity for head injuries, and nobody, and nobody puts themselves in harm's way more than him.
Right.
And I don't want that being blown on a preseason game.
Okay, but when you crank it up after not doing it, okay, Tua's got to learn how to protect himself and do certain things in a game,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have to go through it.
Yeah, well, he had it.
And so...
He had it nailed. I don't know why he went away from the formula that was working. That was jiu-jitsu. You can laugh all you want. It was working.
I look like I'm laughing!
No, it worked!
Now you're just trying to find a way
I'm not trying to mess with him. Hold on.
See?
Let me just go with science, okay? Sorry. No jiu-jitsu, misses games. Does jiu-jitsu, 17 games.
No.
That's science.
How much jiu-jitsu do you think he was doing? He ain't a black belt.
It was about the falling. That's what he had to learn. Falling, controlling his body. These are muscles that you don't work on. And by the way, they specified these drills for him. They brought in this sensei, this coach, to specify for these situations.
I got
jiu-jitsu Tua, safe. Led the league in passing. He stopped it because he got cocky, which he did. And look what happened.
All right. I mean, I get you, but how can I say this without
offending?
It's not even offending, but the reality of it. The reality of it, okay? Kansas City, they could do what you're talking about. Philly, they can do what you're talking about. Baltimore.
So the teams that have gotten far.
You ain't there yet. You still trying to get to where they are, and you think that not playing football for 3 or 4 weeks is going to get you there? No, it's not. Like, so, and you know what I hate? Vlad, this is what's going to would piss me off to know it. I will fight.
No, what are you doing?
I will fight everybody in Miami if I hear this.
What's that?
Y'all want to protect Tua. Y'all don't want him to play in the preseason. Then if they get out to a slow start and lose a couple of games, you're going to be like, no!
I will
what
not.
The hell you think is happening if you ain't practiced for a month?
He is practicing. He's not playing fake games.
No! You still need to be in that environment. You still need to get ready for a season.
He does it this age.
Okay.
This many years, he needs that.
Go ahead. I'm telling me and you are going to fight.
What?
If they look crummy or crappy playing against Indy because they haven't played football in 3 weeks.
Dude, let me tell you.
I'm telling you.
Nothing that happens on Saturday.
I'm telling you.
Leroy, nothing that happens on Saturday is going to have anything to do with what happens.
You know what it is?
Nothing.
It's one more opportunity to prepare yourself for the season.
You're also
you
the same
need that.
Guy who had a problem with him not being in the lab this offseason.
Did you just get coffee?
What do you mean?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I
Jiffic, he can't get hit in the lab by a 300-pounder.
He can't learn how to protect himself either.
No, he could. If he went to jiu-jitsu class, he would. He could. If he went to jiu-jitsu and he put a gi on, he would.
Okay.
We saw the formula that worked.
Does that jiu-jitsu have number 95 for the Browns on it?
That, learning how to roll, 17 games.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu not beating up 95 from Cleveland.
Doesn't matter. He went right back, ass over tea kettle, safe. He knows how to tuck his head correctly. Then he got all thin and rich, and all of a sudden, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing.
You want pudgy Tua?
Hell yes! Or at least a Tua that's svelte, who knows how to roll backwards again. But somebody decided to hang up their white belt.
So you want thick Tua. Okay. And Leroy wants them to practice.
Yeah, he thinks that playing against the Jaguars is going to get him ready for
it's
the season.
Who are they playing against is irrelevant.
It is.
Because they're going
to. It's the process of playing a game.
Warming up to it.
No, Leroy's upset. No, Leroy's mentioned this last week. The fact that there's 2 weeks before the last preseason game.
Dude, you
and
can't.
The first game. You're not going to get any.
Do you not understand, right, that if these guys don't actually play in the preseason, it will be 7 months. Since they play football. Do you understand what that is like?
Longer for him because he missed the last few weeks.
Right!
You want to know why? Because he can't protect himself.
Yo, the logic behind getting ready for a sport that is inherently very physical, right? And to get ready for that, you think the solution is let's not hit or touch anything until the regular season.
Other people can hit and touch.
And then complain when your team looks like crap in the beginning of the season.
Well, they may look like crap regardless.
But that's not the point.
Okay,
the point is you still got to prepare for it.
So let me get this straight.
Yes. Go.
If they come back
and
they start the season 1-3.
Yep.
But they didn't play this week. You're going to come back and say it's because they didn't play against the Jaguars?
It's how they look. If they look sluggish, if they have a whole bunch of false starts, if the routes are not if they look like they're playing sloppy football, yes,
okay.
I will say that.
But they're not going to play Devon Achane. He's got a calf injury.
That's different!
I'm telling you, just hear me out.
Achane got some run.
Achane, very little run. Tyreek got no run?
No run.
Okay.
No run.
Jaylen Waddle got no run?
You know what that's asking for?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them two. You're gonna hear ooh hammy or oblique.
Maybe
because they ain't played.
That could
no
also just be 30. That could be 31.
But no, it's not. Even more so, you got to get your body ready for this.
Wrong.
I could just put on the pants week one and go do goal line.
That was the funniest comment. What do I know?
No, I'm not questioning his knowledge. I'm questioning this specific player, this specific case. I think all other 89 players should be out there. The quarterback who has got the most durability issues in the league.
Yes, but
no.
Here, I've seen this happening in all sports, okay, except one, hockey.
Oh,
doesn't
hockey.
Happen in hockey. But in baseball, they're doing it with pitchers. And for some reason now, all the protecting they're doing the pitching, them guys are breaking down more than pitchers have ever broken down before, to the point where Tommy John is a rite of passage.
It's because they made the kids spin the ball too much.
Okay. Whatever reason is that you're doing something your body is not prepared to do. All right? When you think about basketball.
Basketball's crazy, yeah.
But all these, and guess what? How many Achilles and knees and non-contact injuries have you seen trying to protect them?
Yep. Maintenance
okay.
program.
Now, guess what? The court hasn't changed. The game has gotten less physical. How come the guys in the A's and I's played every game? They wasn't going sitting down on back-to-backs.
You're right. John Crotty was on commercial flights.
So while we're sitting here in this little soft, you know, non-physical world that everybody lives, protect my baby.
Don't do that.
Protect.
He has serious hand injuries.
Football.
I understand.
It's football.
He doesn't know how to protect himself.
But that's how you learn. You know how you learn? You get knocked the bleep out a couple of times. You got, whoa, I got to watch myself.
He didn't learn the first three times.
Okay, then. That's a, but again, you're asking players. You're asking players who never, ever, ever did anything as far as physicality to now be more physical and hit less.
I understand, but you're not putting him on. He's not. You're not tush pushing Tua.
I know that, but he's still got. Listen, I what I don't understand is all of the complaining about football early in the year and how sloppy that it's been.
You're right. You're lucky he wasn't full. Oh, he did. Fumble.
Nah, we're good.
It's all good.
Fumble.
Not too bad. It went the right direction, at least.
Yeah. Look what you did, man, this,
I didn't do anything. Did. All
Leroy's
I said fumbled. Is I don't want to play
first
against the Jaguars.
Leroy's fumbled in 23 years.
Hey, that's only because I
I don't want to have.
That's only because I didn't have a camp.
I don't want to play again.
Point for So, I'm like, I don't understand. You can't have it both ways, okay?
I don't want it both ways.
If you don't want none of your players to play because you want to protect them for the regular season, then you can't complain when they look sloppy in the beginning of the year.
Well,
that's the basic.
I got you.
Oh, okay. Conversely, guess what?
Hmm?
The Steelers are doing the same damn thing. They gonna coddle Aaron Rodgers. You can't coddle a 40-year-old. You need to get him lubed up.
The old don't like preseason.
Right, but guess what? He has not been in a preseason in about 5 years.
That's true.
And every year that he has not had a preseason, he started off sluggish. How about getting a couple more reps?
Is that true?
Yeah, well, he did play preseason the first season with the Jets and then four plays into
regular season. Oh, too much work?
Well, calf muscle.
There had to be a season he didn't play in the preseason, and they went like 13-3.
There's been probably a lot of preseasons.
There's a lot of preseasons
that he hasn't played, and
which
he won MVP.
Which brings me to my whole second conversation about Aaron Rodgers, is that
he's a choke artist.
No, I'm just saying. Like, everybody says Aaron's going to save us. He couldn't save the teams when he had better teams.
Was this entire take a scenic route to rip Aaron Rodgers because
oh
you hate Aaron Rodgers?
That's how we came through. You went through a 17-minute diatribe just to rip Aaron Rodgers?
You yelled out a window.
I'm not ripping Aaron Rodgers.
Yes,
he
you
actually
know
spilled that because he was thinking of Aaron
that's
Rodgers.
What it was. Yep. It was a whole AFC North rip-a-thon.
A little Dunkin' Donuts with a side of ayahuasca.
This started about the Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Oh, it was terrible.
Somehow ended up with Tua.
No,
and
then because,
got,
you know why?
And then got to Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh.
Because we start talking about whether those guys are going to play.
I can't believe Joe Flacco starting week one for you guys.
That.
That's crazy.
Joe Flacco.
And you hate the so old.
Look, you know what that is?
Wait. Joe
you
Flacco?
Know what that is?
Is he been
you know
preseason?
What Joe Flacco is? Timu Aaron Rodgers.
They playing in preseason?
Nah, don't disrespect
Joe Burrow, is Joe Flacco playing in preseason?
No, he hasn't played at all.
He ain't played at all.
100, that's why.
Throw a pass. Even in camp.
So aren't you mad at the Browns for not having Joe Flacco play?
And Joe Flacco's 40, and I never thought
he was. So is Aaron Rodgers.
No, but listen.
No.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
What I'm expecting from Joe Flacco
is not the same what you expect from,
and from what they're expecting from Aaron Rodgers.
So
that's fair.
So then
here's what's going to happen.
So he does know.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you the Joe Flacco story. Chapter 12, because he done 11 other times. He going to come in. He going to be hot. Jameis Winston hot. Go for 330, 350, and then it's going to hit him, and he's going to be 2-for-12 with 2 picks and 1 pick 6. And it's just good. And then you're going to have to bench him.
Tails all
he
the time.
He does it every year.
He's right. It's the cycle of Joe Flacco.
And the only thing that saved him the first time in Cleveland was they brought him in after Thanksgiving. Whoa, was he hot?
He was.
He was hot.
Remember him on that flight?
Yes, he was hot.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Get to a train.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Training camp report here brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Enroll today in one of over 60 Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges affordable training programs and get fast-tracked to a financially rewarding career in 1 to 2 years. Convenient day and evening classes give you the flexibility you need while you learn. Go to careerinayear.com and get there. Two pieces of Dolphins news. If you guys are just tuning in, they are going to face Daniel Jones in week one. He wins the starting job over Anthony Richardson. And the other piece of news, one of the battles has come to an end at training camp. Ryan Stonehouse has been released. Jake Bailey wins the punting job.
Woo!
Congratulations. Well fought. Well fought.
I will say this about Mike McDaniel. Watching the preseason games is the first time I realized the Dolphins have a punter. You don't really see that. He goes for it a lot on fourth downs.
Right.
He's very aggressive. And there were, you know, other than last season, they were scoring so many points throughout the year. So I never, ever paid attention to the Dolphins punter until this preseason.
I think they had a different punter the year before. Last year, Bailey was there, and he wasn't that.
Last 3 years?
No. They had the dude who was from the Jets. What was it, Morstead, I think?
Thomas Morstead.
They had him the first year, I think, of McDaniel. But yeah, Stonehouse was an Ackerman guy that brought him in for some competition.
Can I just say
the battle has been won? Jake Bailey won.
He's won.
It's more of an indication of what you think of your team when you're talking about the punting.
Well, a battle's a battle. You got to respect all battles.
No, I know it's funny, but I respect it because if you really think about it, they've been one of the highest scoring teams in the league.
Right.
Up until last season. When
and
Tua got
you don't need them until you need them.
You don't really need them until you need them.
Vlad,
right.
You do realize the situation I was in Minnesota.
You never had to use your punter.
No, the kicker.
No, the kicker.
Oh, well, yeah. We're not going to bring up Mr. Anderson, okay? Listen,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You needed him that one time. He could have missed any other time, but that one time he actually missed was when it really mattered the most. I get that.
Elon Musk.
He's from South Africa?
He's from South Africa.
Gary Anderson? Yeah. South Africa had a rough weekend.
Oof.
Hamzat.
Oof. By the way.
Hamzat gave it to DDP.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
Was that the most dominating championship fight you've seen? But even though it was
DDP
like,
was he even though underdog?
No.
He was the dog. Yeah, he was the dog.
DDP was the dog?
Yeah, he was the dog. He was like a 2-1 dog.
The champ was the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he was
Did any of your bets hit?
No, I had a bad weekend.
So all the favorites won?
No, I hit Lerone Murphy. Oof.
Was that the spinning elbow?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He split the guy's
head. Can I just tell you? Like, the more I watch it, like, you know how I feel about the head kick.
Yep.
The spinning elbow?
That whirling dervish that just all of a sudden hit you in the temple?
Yeah.
Because that's the only place you could get hit.
Fam, he split somebody's head with a spinning elbow.
Are you claiming that you wouldn't get hit with that?
That terrifies me more than the leg.
I gotcha.
I feel like I got time with a leg. Even though, you know, I may get knocked out because I'm paying attention to the legs to prove a point that I ain't going to get kicked. With that spinning elbow.
Matt Heap.
Because look.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the little, look, pointy. You got a built-in bone.
Matt Heap says it was a boring main event. No damage done. This has been a very hotly contested thing about this main event. Was it boring? Was it not boring? I see a lot of fighters getting mad at fans, and I gotta say, like,
you can dominate
and it not be exciting.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I don't understand why everybody gets so sensitive about this. Like, every time a wrestler does have a dominating performance, he didn't damage him. He basically held him down. He didn't
submitted him.
Submit him.
I
don't think he went from any submission attempts either. Yeah, he just controlled him. He put him in a crucifix.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he bent him like a pretzel every which way. You know, and then DDP like went for some stupid guillotines a couple of times. It wasn't an entertaining main event. I don't know why we have to do this every time a grappler wins. There are grapplers who Khabib had plenty of entertaining fights. In fact, I would say Khabib was getting more entertaining as the years went on. Because you asked about most dominant performances in a championship, man. Khabib's last fight against Justin Gaethje, that was as dominating a fight as I can remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was like Gaethje did. He shouldn't have even showed up. It was like he was going up against Superman. It was futile.
But it was just embarrassing. Like, you know, it's like, damn.
Oh, super embarrassing.
DDP, he's going to bring you down. There's nothing you can do.
It literally was like a big brother holding down a little brother, being like, can't do anything. And he could have just been like, why are you hitting yourself? Like, that's what the fight was. It literally was like, it was five rounds of why are you hitting yourself. That was the entire championship. And it wasn't entertaining, but it was dominating. You can't dispute his greatness at that. Like, he did dominate him. He did whatever he wanted, but... I didn't even stick around to watch him get the belt. I was like, all right, I stayed up late enough for this.
I would say that sometimes the best fighters are boring.
Yeah.
Because they control every aspect of the fight.
Yeah, people got mad, like, you know, you got to a point where some people were like, Floyd Mayweather's not boring. He's boring.
He's dodging him. He's like, yeah, that's the point.
It's more exciting to watch Floyd Mayweather hit mitts than fight.
He sucked you guys in. Well, not you guys. I'm not going to talk about us, but like he sucked.
No. Yeah, it was the gimmick. But like, there were plenty of fights that weren't exciting. The ones that were like he'd fight like these guys who were like, what, like Maidana the first time. But Maidana only gave him four good rounds.
Was it really four good rounds?
He had four good rounds.
He just peppered him. That's it. But it wasn't like he was.
That was the most I've seen Floyd's face look blown up in a while. Like he got him a couple times.
Yeah, that was like the first time since Cotto.
Yeah, because he's like he was throwing just wild shots. He's like, how do you defend this guy? It's ridiculous. But there was no reason for like they did a rematch. I was like, rematch.
Yeah, he sold it.
Rematch.
And he got mollywop.
Take a break. Damage is done, my friend. Is next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560. Damn it. Almost had a perfect one this week.
Damage is done.
Damn it. Minus one. I apologize. 104.3 FM, WQAM. I've had one every day. I gotta figure something out here.
First week, second week, right?
Yeah, I know.
Minus
I should
one.
Be done by, I should be done by now.
I mean, we did it when we came from 790 over to
560. All the time. I still did the number like a couple times too. So I was like 786-360-0790. I was like, what?
I mean, you still can give the AM side love.
I can. I mean, you're a crazy person if you're listening to it on AM instead of FM, but you're right.
But we're still there.
We are still there.
I love my AM people.
That's you got like the crackle.
Gotta love the old school.
You think anybody's just sticking by principle, Vlad? You think
I am.
You're just staying on AM by principle?
By principle.
Really?
Yeah, man.
All right. Well,
come on,
that's
Smokey.
Bold of you.
I'm the original. I love the original. Some people like Godfather 2. I like Godfather 1. Why? It's the original.
So, as you can see, I'm wearing my Cam Ward shirt today. You know.
Very nice.
From my guy, Parks and Rec. Alex, shout out, dude. Cam Ward, did you hear what happened at practice? No. At Titans practice?
When, today or yesterday?
This is from Easton Freeze. It happened yesterday.
Wait a minute.
I love the name Easton.
Easton Freeze.
You can tell he's from the South.
Covers the Titans for A to Z Sports. He said, most notable thing from Titans practice today, Cam Ward and defensive tackle Jeffrey Simmons got at it, getting physical. Red zone drill, Ward hit Ridley for a really nice corner touchdown. Offense was all hype. Ward went up and gave Simmons a shove in the back and then hit him with the Smellifant Zombieland celebration. Simmons gave Ward a hard shove back. Whole offense, of course, took issue with that. Resulted in a quick scrum. Simmons left the drill.
I got a problem with that.
Hey!
I love my quarterback.
Hey!
I love my quarterback.
You can't incite a riot with a big man.
But you don't go against the best defensive player on your team. You don't do that.
Because he thought it was bleeps and grins and you're going to have some fun. But here's what happens in those situations. The players may, you know, just go back and forth with no altercation. But the coaches start yelling about failure on the other side so much that you get worked up. And then you have somebody making fun after your coaches have gotten on you for not having success, and then it comes out. And that's how a lot of these fights happen.
Left tackle Dan Moore Jr. of the Titans said, absolutely not. No one's allowed to touch the quarterback. That goes without saying.
Yeah, and then you put your offensive line in a situation.
They got to go defend you.
Right.
Because he's 6'5", 300 pounds. Exactly. He's a monster.
I have a rule. Many men in this world.
Wish death upon you?
Have gotten their asses kicked. Defending the honor of their woman. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh!
And so the same thing happens with a quarterback. Like, even if you're not a fighter, if something happens to your quarterback, oh, now I got to go over and defend him. I'm dealing with this dude. I might take a couple of strays, but I did the right thing. No.
That's a good point he made. A lot of
Jeffrey Simmons did go.
A lot of men, over the history of time, just go back. You watch all the war movies, all whatever, and you watch the little situation.
Well, Jeffrey Simmons said, LOL, yeah, y'all doing way too much. It's practice. It's football. Bleep happens between the lines. Yeah. Y'all letting these reporters blow up something that happened at practice says a lot. Trust me, and one is good. Hashtag tighten up. But unfortunately, Jeff, the damage is done, my friend. Story's too good. He gave you the
damage is done.
I miss Cam Ward. Hey, Carson.
I miss seeing that on the field.
Carson, you got some big shoes to fill, my friend. Big shoes with this Kane season right out of the gate.
My damage is done is going to go to the one place I know I'm always going to be able to go to where the damage is done throughout the history of time. That Calvin? Is the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I thought me too.
Not only did you just say goodnight to $230 million.
Yep.
But now in camp, you have about 6 quarterbacks, 2 draft picks, and a guy that's collecting Social Security. And you went with the old guy. And I'm going to tell you why they went with the old guy. They went with the old guy because if you start one of the young guys, the old guy going to go home and play with his kids.
No, he don't. He don't like his family.
But I'm just telling you, he ain't coming there to sit no bench.
All right, let me stop.
Well, his
that.
Kid did root for Tyreek Hill his last game with the Jets.
His kids be ripping him all the time. Like the last
don't
5,
he have a bunch
years.
Of them?
He has a bunch of them. That's what I'm saying. Why. He don't want to stay home with these kids. Pick them up after school.
Right.
Let me go play. Let me go hold the clipboard.
So when the season starts, Joe Flacco, they're going to say, oh, he's turning back the clock. Then after about week 3 or 4, then the guy who ordered the check is going to come back. And now you're going to have to make the same decision that you were scared to make in the beginning of the season. Now you're going to have to make it after week 4 or 5. And that is, who should start? Dillon Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders? And why don't you just do it now? So the damage is done that you have put yourself in this quarterback hell. Like, who has – he's put himself in – they put themselves in this situation, feeling obligated. When has anybody in football felt obligated to start a 40-year-old quarterback when you got two young quarterbacks showing promise?
I don't know. Yeah. It makes no sense. Would think that if you're going to have –
I like Joe Flacco for a month.
Is it just – Myles Garrett? Like, are you just doing it because I feel like Myles Garrett would want one of the young guys to play. Like, who are you doing this for?
He already said, yeah, we're going to protect you, Shedeur. When Shedeur was trying to, hey, can I work?
Yeah, I remember that.
He said, nah, I can't kill you.
I don't know, man. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, but.
It's just, I don't, like, so, you know what? People get caught up in doing what they think is the right thing to do and doing what the right thing is. In all these other situations, we have found situations and stories where teams have positioned themselves to win and didn't care about the contract ramifications or hurting somebody's feelings. Just go look at Tom Brady. Go look at Russell Wilson. That's the two quick examples I could come up with right off the top of my head, right? That they had just signed a quarterback for like $25 million and drafted Russell, and they go, Russell's the better quarterback we deal with.
That's true.
Like, and they just signed him. So, yeah, I mean, look, Indianapolis did it. You see how they were talking about, Anthony Richardson's our future, and we like a lot of things. Daniel Jones, starter. Why? Because they tails on the line, too, to win.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
It's already been a very long week. I've had enough.
It's only Tuesday.
Wow.
Exactly.
She told me that before Tuesday started.
Exactly. Okay. And the worst part was right before going to sleep last night.
Dane Myers dropping that ball in right field. I know. I feel the same way. I feel the same way, Jennifer. I mean, like, how do you not catch that? How do you not catch that?
It's always a Dane dropping the ball. Anyway.
I don't know what that was, but that sounded funny. That might have been an inside joke. I don't know, but that was good. I'm giving you a point.
Okay. Anyway, I had to encounter my deepest fear last night.
Ooh.
A critter?
A bird?
Birds?
A critter?
A crow?
Was it birds?
You're close.
A crow?
No.
A gator?
What was it?
An eight-legged
octopus?
Eight.
A frog?
No.
Spider?
A spider.
Oh, no.
Where was it?
Eight. Where was it?
I'm telling you. It was so traumatic. It was less than 5 feet away from my room.
Oh, no.
It was large. It was thick. And it was terrifying.
It was the...
Let me tell you something.
Wait.
Are you scared of snakes?
Was it like a tarantula?
You know what? It could have very well been.
Are you scared of snakes?
It's not my biggest fear.
I'm not scared. I'm smash all the spiders in the world. I even popped the spiders that turned into 17,000 little spiders.
That is my deepest fear. I don't think you understand.
You ever seen one of them swole spiders and you go and swat it and then it transformed and it got 8,000 little
Spider-Zilla.
Babies? I just started stamping all of them.
Well, it was
so you go back to your running back? Running back?
You're like river dancing on the spider?
Yeah. Because you got to get them, and then you got to make sure you don't have the right bottom.
Did you like go into kill mode or just let it live?
So why'd you call Shark Guy to come and get it?
So right before, you know, crying, so Shark Guy was already without his contact lenses.
Oh. Oh, so he wouldn't have been able to see the spider.
It would have ended up in my room.
So what'd you do, smash it? Take a shoe and smash it? That's why you wore the boots?
From a distance.
So you don't know if you got him?
Pop!
Oh, you sniped him.
Oh, I got him.
You sniped him?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Wait, what?
They call me a sniper.
Damage is done.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Are you really that terrified of spiders?
I don't think
you're the Tyler Hero of killing spiders.
You know how close they have to get to
I don't think
and they don't attack.
Stand my feet. Yes, they do attack.
No.
My father, on his thigh, he has a spider bite that I had to watch.
Time out.
I had to watch.
Mr. Badass Figueroa.
Yeah.
The only thing that can take him down is a spider?
Oh, so that's why you scared.
No, no, no.
You scared because you saw him. What happened to his leg?
I had to take him to the doctor.
It was probably
something.
Yeah, they
got to cut it out. Was it a brown recluse?
I don't know what it was.
It's always a brown recluse.
You know what I hate? By the way, dear hospitals.
Okay.
When you go and you get bit by something.
Extra damage is done.
When you get bit by something, a snake or whatever, they go, do you know what kind of snake? Do you have the bug?
So I we was can too give busy you the proper, crying with my eyes
You know
closed.
What I'm saying? They ask you if you have the animal that bit you. I'm like, nah, got the hell out of there.
Vlad, what
point
damage?
Is I couldn't sleep last night.
What damage
you
is done?
Sleep because of the.
No.
I thought you killed it.
Damage
I thought
there was more. Done.
Oh yeah, God knows they hang out the packs.
Vlad, what damage is done for you?
Jeez, this was tough. Damage is done at Cincinnati, man.
Oh, yeah.
Like Leroy was talking about it earlier, but. Not, put it this way. I can't have a person that doesn't want to play for me on the sideline, you know.
Hendrickson?
Chit-chatting with the rest of the players on the team. Yeah, if you don't want to, if you're not going to play under this current contract, and I'm not going to give you a new contract, you don't have to travel.
You can't do that, though.
What do you mean?
Because you have to show, you have to keep showing up so you can't get fined.
He doesn't have to play at the game, though.
Yeah.
Really?
You got to go to all you can't. Otherwise, you get fined for missing a game. That's the whole point of the hold-in.
That's
ridiculous. The art of the hold-in.
The art of the hold-in.
Oh, he's
so he's still getting his money. He's just showing up not playing.
But if he's not playing in a preseason game, I don't want him on the sideline. Stay in the locker room. Stay in the locker room.
Stay in the locker room.
Yeah.
No, he wanted to be on the sideline so everybody can talk about him.
No, stay in the locker room.
Remember when Chris Jones just sat in the stands?
Yeah, Chris Jones. Now, that was crazy.
He didn't do that.
They kept standing up and saying, "Oh, is
well, it's that? Easy if you if your team is losing the way they were losing
they
to
were.
The Lions."
Then he caved.
No, they caved.
I don't think they caved.
They caved. They caved.
I think they came the next year with the contract.
No, they caved. They gave him a raise for this season for that season.
Are you sure? I thought it was that he caved and then the next year he
No, he did not cave. He did not cave. They saw what happened and they signed that man. He was there week 2 in Jacksonville. I was there. I remember.
You were in Jacksonville?
Well, I was around that. I was in Dallas moving around Jacksonville, all that stuff. I just know that they caved. After that Thursday night game, they lost to the Lions 21-20. They caved and gave him a raise.
Right.
And then
they gave him a raise. They didn't give him the contract, though.
Right, because they didn't have to give him the new contract until.
They gave him the contract in the next offseason.
Next offseason. But he got a raise.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Sports is here. 104.3 FM. WQAM.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.